I am suffering from the creeping crud, like everybody else. If you want to follow along, I'll be reading from Luke 18:35-43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. He heard the crowd going by and asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way turned to him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Immediately the man received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. And all the people saw it, and they praised God. I'm thinking about that song we sang, about standing in awe at Jesus of Nazareth. Bartimaeus is an alert man. He is not ignorant of what is going on. If you all started running out that door and going, oh, look, I'd be saying, "Hey, y'all take me with you because I want to know what's going on." I would get a clue that something is going on that is out of the ordinary, and I would have a very curious mind as what you all are looking at, and I would not stop until y'all told me what you were looking at. Can you imagine what you would do if the president came by this church? You would not be listening to me. You would be staring at the president's motorcade and probably wanting his attention. I would. My family likes to look at pictures. And when they look at pictures, they go, "Oh, that's really pretty. That's really cute. I remember that day." And I go, "What are you looking at?" And I make him tell me. And that's what Bartimaeus is doing here. He's asking, "What is going on?" And they say, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he knows exactly who Jesus of Nazareth is. And he knows what he wants. He knows his background. He knows he is descended from David's lineage. And he knows what he wants. He says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Want to shut him up? That's something we don't think about. But the crowd does this with people with Jesus, people that are different from themselves. Children and people with disabilities and people with illnesses, they don't want these people interacting with Jesus. So they try to hush him up. Because they have their own reasons to want to see Jesus. And so they keep trying to make him be quiet. Don't draw attention to himself. Somebody like Jesus isn't going to have anything to do with you. Bartimaeus' disability keeps him from having a part in the community. He's not allowed to enter the temple. He is forced to earn his living by begging. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a way to make his way in the world other than by begging and taking the scraps from the community. But he wants a better life. And so he keeps calling to Jesus, "Son of David, have mercy on me." There's a history here. When David became king, he had some rivals. And he said, "Is there anybody from the house of Saul that I can show mercy to. Saul was out to kill him. The only person left from Saul's lineage that he could have mercy on was Saul's disabled relative, Mephibosheth. And David's mercy to this young son of Jonathan was to give him a place at his table and to give him back all of the lands that belonged to his grandfather. So son of David, have mercy on me, means something. It means give me a place in the community.
Amen.
So he keeps calling, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stops. Jesus is not a celebrity. He's not into show business. He's into hearing human needs. And he hears this call. And he stops. And he has this man who keeps bugging and bugging. He hasn't brought to him. And he doesn't presume to know what this man's need is, even though it's very obvious. There's a blind man. People see me and they think they know what I need all the time. Mm-hmm. But Jesus doesn't do that. He says, what do you want me to do for you? What if that blind man had asked for something different? What would Jesus have done? He probably would have done whatever the man asked. Mm-hmm. It happens that the man said, I want to see. Because in this world that the man lives in, the only way he can be a part of the community is to be like everyone else. But I'm going to tell you a different story. Y'all have heard me coughing, and I said I have the creeping crud right now. There was another time that I had this same illness, and I actually couldn't speak. I was in a doctor's office, and I was waiting in the lobby, and I had zero voice. And I dropped my glove, and I was looking around on the floor for the glove. And a man came up and he said, can I help you? And I said, can you please help me find my glove? And he helped me find my glove and he said, can I pray for you? And I thought, oh, I'd love to have somebody pray for me because my throat hurts so bad. And I said, sure. He goes, Lord, please let the scales fall from her eyes. And I thought, what about my voice? And I never got my voice prayed for that day. And as you all saw, I can get up here just fine, but I can't preach a sermon without my voice. Mm-hmm. If he had said, what would you like me to pray for? Mm-hmm. I would have said, please pray for my voice, because it hurts. Jesus says, what do you want me to do for you? He's very sensitive. In our lives, how sensitive are we to our neighbors? You all know each other, and I listen to you share your prayer requests, and you know each other very well. I love to see that in a church. As we go out in our daily lives, let us not be so hurried that we miss the opportunities to say, what can I do for you? This sermon's not about me. I'm a good example, but it's not about me. It's about you, and it's about all of us, me included. Because in my daily life, sometimes I hurry, and I'm preaching to myself as much as to you. Let us stop and say, what can I do for you? Because we are the hands and feet of Christ today. How are you hearing the call of Jesus? Be my hands and feet. I want to be like Jesus. How about you? I'm not too sick to sing right now. So I'm going to end with singing. I have one deep, supreme desire that I may be like Jesus.
Amen.
To this I fervently aspire, that I may be like Jesus. Amen. I want my heart His throne to be, so that a watching world may see His likeness shining forth in me.
Amen.
I want to be like Jesus.
Amen.
He spent His life in doing good. I want to be like Jesus.
Yes.
In lonely paths of service trod, I want to be like Jesus.
Amen.
He sympathized with hearts distressed. He spoke the words that cheered and blessed. He welcomed sinners to His breast.
Yes.
I want to be like Jesus.
Amen.
Let's all be like Jesus.
Amen.
God, thank You for this time that we've had together. I ask that You would touch all of our hearts.
Yes.
That You would call to us with a voice that never ceases. Come, follow Me. Come, be My hands, be My feet. Breathe on us Your breath. Give us Your Holy Spirit. Empower us as we go out to serve those who need us most. Lead us to those who need Your touch. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.